T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We do this every Tuesday at 11:48, where we welcome in Sam Monson, lead analyst at Pro Football Focus. Sam, thanks as always for joining us. Really looking forward to this chat. And let me ask you this. After you looked at the 49ers game again, did any of your opinions change from you watching it maybe the first time?
I don't think anything really changed. I think it's definitely an interesting offense. I think it is a productive offense, even if they didn't get a ton of points against Philadelphia. But I think we're seeing a team that has the talent to still put together a run and be competitive in arguably the hardest division in all of football.
You mentioned put together a run, and I think that's pun intended because of the way they approached it. 31% of the time with two running backs and one tight end, 17% with two running backs and two tight ends. Is that a sustainable model for them to go big that often?
I think it is, but it's not necessarily the most efficient way of playing the game in today's NFL. There aren't that many teams that are doing that, but the ones that do are sort of committing to it as a lifestyle choice, as a system of offense they want to run, because most defenses are not really set up to combat it. Today's NFL defenses have been getting smaller and faster and lighter and more focused on sub-packages, nickel and dime defenses with all the defensive backs you can put on the field, and they are not really equipped to deal with all of these big players in the run game, or even guys that they will want to match up with in the run game and can then be exploited as underneath weapons in the passing game, which I think is what some of these teams are kind of focusing on. And that's why guys like Kyle Juszczyk are really important, because if you're an opposing defense, you're going to treat him as a significant blocker in the run game, but he's a dynamic receiver. He's a dynamic weapon that can exploit a mismatch if you try and match up with him using a big linebacker or something like that.
Sam, I was telling the fellas, I know it's only two games, but I noticed Jimmy using his legs more, not to be Michael Vick and take off and running, but to keep the play alive and still throw the ball, but stepping up in the pocket. Is that just me, or have you noticed that?
No, I think generally Jimmy Garoppolo is showing this season that he isn't a bad quarterback. You know, the reason the 49ers, I think, were so focused on trying to upgrade was one because of opportunity. You know, the way that the season unfolded last year, it kind of propelled them to an artificially high draft spot that gave them a shot at quarterbacks that they wouldn't normally get in a regular season. So one, they just had this rare opportunity to do that. And B, or number two, his injury history is scary. And even if you were 100% convinced that Jimmy Garoppolo was an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, the number of games he's missed and the number of injuries he sustained over the past couple of years would have you thinking about a succession plan or a backup option or something like that heading into this season. I don't think it's an indictment of his play. I think his level of play overall, certainly within this Kyle Shanahan offense, on a proven basis to already take a team to the Super Bowl. And he's sort of showing these first couple of weeks that, you know, this team was productive with Nick Mullins at quarterback. It's good with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. He can do a lot of impressive things with the ball in his hands. And he's also a capable athlete. He isn't just a statue back there. He's capable of taking off and making plays on the ground and doing some things and adding a little bit in that regard as well.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, joining us. He's their lead analyst. How do you assess the running back position for the 49ers, Sam? Because obviously Kyle Shanahan believes in a number of running backs. He's going to play more than one running back, and he's going to spread it around. At the same time, they've lost now Mostert, Hasty's out, Sermon, their third round pick is out. So, is there a way to assess whether these other running backs are not as effective as Mostert? Or is that kind of asking too much from what you do?
Well, certainly at the moment, it's been a long time since we've seen a running back within the system just not be affected by injuries and opportunity and those kinds of things. I'm not even sure that in an ideal world, Shanahan does favor multiple running backs and a committee approach and rotating guys around. I think he might actually like to have a guy that he could rely on being 100% healthy every single game and the perfect running back for his system and just ride that guy as far as he will take them. But he doesn't seem to ever get that luxury. And, you know, they've made some questionable moves in terms of targeting running backs and bringing in specific guys for this system. And they almost always seem to get injured and get kind of wally-pipped by another guy who comes in and produces really well. But the fact that they're able to get incredibly good production out of seemingly any running back should be, I think, an endorsement of the system, but also an indictment against throwing a lot of resources at that position. They're able to plug in these guys a lot like, you know, those old Mike Shanahan systems with Denver years ago, and just get production. This conveyor belt or this production line of 1,000-yard running backs with Denver, who they would just move on from and cycle through, I think this 49ers team could do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, maybe Olandis Gary is available for a phone call. One of those many Denver backs. Looking at the interior line, how do you think they graded out? It looked like there were a lot of plays that they struggled with against Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Philadelphia does have an extremely good defensive line, which is not going to help matters. They didn't have a great performance necessarily, but I think that interior overall and over the season so far in two games has done a pretty good job. Alex Mack, I think, was really impressive in week one. And then the question for him is going to be, does that kind of come back down to earth over the course of the season? He's coming off what wasn't a good season for him a year ago. And given his age, you just wonder how much he's got left in the tank. But he's got veteran ability, and he's got the knowledge of how to execute the blocking schemes up front and make sure the entire offensive line is on the same page. So I think San Francisco's interior, it will be fine. It's not necessarily a strength of this team and an area where you look at and think that they will dominate week in, week out. But Philadelphia is as tough as it gets in terms of the interior defensive lines, and they held up okay, I thought.
Sam, I know the Niners are not the Kansas City Chiefs, and, you know, Travis Kelce is not George Kittle. And I was telling the guys, I think Kittle can do exactly in the receiving game what Kelce can. But with that said, he had four targets for 17 yards. Is this just a byproduct of the Kyle Shanahan offense? Or if people are out there wanting that 100-yard, maybe 8 or 9 catch day from Kittle, is that realistic in your estimation?
I think it can be. I mean, we've seen in the past that Kittle can get used heavily, and at times he has been their primary target. He's been their number one receiver. He's got a game in his best season where he had 17 targets. He had another one earlier in that season where he had 10. It's typically not going to be a high volume thing towards Kittle, but if he's getting a favorable matchup and if he's dominating, he can get massive totals. I think what we're seeing is an indication that for the first time in Kittle's time here, the 49ers have a lot more weapons than that, and they don't need to lean on Kittle as much as they did when he was racking up, you know, 1,000-plus yards in a season and all that production and the highest PFF grades we've seen. So if you're looking for those double-digit target games for Kittle, it's probably not happening this year unless they do suffer injuries to guys like Debo and they have to pivot where they're going with the ball.
Sam, real quick before I let you go, who were the best graded 49ers and the worst graded 49ers in week two?
The best graded guys and the worst graded guys in week two. I think Trent Williams is definitely one of them. He's been absolutely crushing it at left tackle. He's one of the best left tackles in all of football, period. And then, let me see, who would be one of the worst ones over the course of week two? Their linebackers have been struggling. I think in particular, Azeez Al-Shaair, that wasn't a particularly good performance this week. That's an area without Fred Warner, outside of Fred Warner, rather, that they have some concerns in.
Sam, thank you so much as always. Really appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.